this is Warren Simmons reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. This summer, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, published its final traceability rule, set to take effect on November 5th, 2024. This rule updates the agency's 2013 regulations, requiring producers to use electronic identification, commonly called EID tags, rather than other forms of ID that were previously allowed. The rule continues to apply only to sexually intact cattle 18 months or older, rodeo or exhibition cattle, and dairy cattle before interstate movement. USDA shifted to EID tags to improve traceback capabilities during the disease outbreaks, facilitating quick and accurate contact tracing to mitigate the spread of animal diseases and protect the health of the nation's cow herd. The SDCA hosted open forums across the state featuring Dr. Beth Thompson, state veterinarian and executive secretary of the Animal Industry Board, who addressed questions and concerns about the final rule. Over the next few weeks, SDCA will address frequently asked questions at these forums. This week's question is, are EID requirements applicable to animals that don't move interstate or are under 18 months of age when they travel? The answer is that the rule does not change the types of animals to which official identification requirements apply, nor does it change the categories of animals that are exempt from official identification requirements. If cattle and bison are going directly to slaughter, they are exempt from official identification. If cattle and bison do not move interstate, they are not subject to identification requirements, unless required by USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service Program and Disease Regulations 9 CFR Subchapter C. Beef feeder cattle under 18 months and direct-to-slaughter cattle, including cull cattle, are also exempt. We'll return next week with another question on the updated rule, but if you have questions before then, we encourage you to consult with your veterinarian. For more information on SDCA, how to become a member, or the latest state and industry news, visit our website, sdcattlemen.org, or find us on Facebook, Instagram, or X. I'm Warren Simmons reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association, and I invite you to come grow with us.